What did you do before either one of you went blind and went into the service? And as far as hobbies and things like that, and what kind of items can you do you continue doing that you enjoyed doing before this?
I'll go first. Before I joined the Navy, I was a carpenter and a general contractor. So that's why I joined the Seabees and did construction in the Navy. I still enjoy working with the power tools and just doing different woodworking.
Dan tells me he's considering going to one of our NFB centers.
This is Steve. Initially, before I joined the military, I was working for a research and development company doing IT work. I was building computer systems and working on high voltage and low voltage wiring for a research and development project dealing with wastewater treatment. But and I got into that because my father's a scientist, inventor. I joined the military. A lot of my family served in the military, my father, uncles, aunts. And I was interested in working in the special operations community. So I volunteered back in 2007, and that was my dream. And some of my ambitions were to work with the elite in the military and help people. I wanted to be a medical sergeant in the end. So, but my assignment when I was injured?
Yeah.
My assignment, and I briefly spoke of it earlier, was we were protecting a general. We were part of a personal security detachment. There was four squads. Each squad had about 13 individuals within the squad, and we were tasked with a one-star general to work with a one-star general, a brigadier general. Wherever he went on the battlefield, we would go with him and protect him, work with a bunch of sister units on the ground. And during that operation, those missions, I suffered the injuries that I on the 13th of May 2008. But I did a lot of things before the military. I wanted to do my service, and since my grandfather served during World War II, he'd always show pictures of himself, and he worked on B-24 Liberators. They flew out of North Africa and did bombing raids, and he'd show pictures of himself in front of the Sphinx and the Pyramids of Giza, and I just was fascinated with what the men and women did of that era and wanted to serve my country as well. So,
how have your companions in the military dealt with your disability? And that really goes to both of you.
Each year they have a Warrior Games. It's an adaptive sports competition between the military branches in all different Paralympic events. So that's really fun to go. And there's like over 300 disabled in whichever way it might be, military personnel. And we all get together and, you know, just have a lot. We have a lot of fun just competing against each other. It's very competitive, but afterwards it's all handshakes and smiles. I compete in cycling and shot put and discus.
It was about comrades.
How do your companions, have they dealt with your disability?
I've met, last year I traveled to England on a exchange program to meet British veterans, and over the years I've met many blind war veterans that have suffered all kinds of injuries or maybe had a disease or had a issue during training like Dan. And everybody's a little different. Some have had a lot of problems working with the VA, and some not so much. But you know, a lot of guys, I think, have been heavily involved with therapy through recreation, physical fitness, and sports. And I've been very involved with sports over the past 4 or 5 years now. I've been able to climb all over the world. Eric Weinmayer is an individual I've climbed with a number of times, and who's blind, who's famous for climbing. But it's really nice to have those opportunities, and the country seems to, there's all kinds of organizations that have sprung up all over to facilitate those endeavors. I'm also in the pursuit of Paralympic sport, and currently I just made a move from the area. You know, I grew up really in this part of the country for the longest time, Central Illinois, Rantoul, Chanute Air Force Base area, so Champaign and County. But I just moved to Madison, Wisconsin to live closer to my coach for biathlon. Biathlon is a sport where you ski and then you shoot. You ski a circuit, it may be 5 kilometers or 25 kilometers, cross-country ski, and then you follow, of course, a guide who would have a speaker on their back, and then you would get down and you'd shoot. And since I'm blind, of course, shooting a rifle doesn't make any sense, but you shoot a laser rifle, and you use a sound spectrum in your ear, and a headset that you wear. And so when you're dead center, you get a high-frequency tone. And if you're not dead center, you don't really have a tone. So.
I did not know. I think I heard Paul Shepherdson.
Nick Robertson.
Oh, Nick, you know, I mixed you guys up. You both work the same place, right? You're interchangeable. Sorry.
All right. There was some brief mention about going through the military-sponsored training centers. And I was just curious as to, within those training centers, is there any introduction or is there any classes in which you try to develop your own personal philosophy towards blindness? Because I know the Federation itself, as well as the training centers, really encourage the personal brand, your own personal brand towards blindness, as well as introducing you to the NFB philosophy towards blindness. If you haven't had any introduction to shaping your personal philosophy, could you guys please go into detail about how maybe your introduction to the NFB has guided the shaping of both of your philosophies towards blindness?
That's a multiple question. You want Steve to take that one first?
Yeah.
All right, then.
How about first and last?
You know what I've found, I'm 27 years old, and the VA, of course, has existed a lot longer than I've been around. Over time, of course, things change. My from remembering back to when I went through blind rehabilitation back about 5 years now, 2008, it was very much structured. Like I mentioned, there's O&M, daily living skill, all kinds of. They have their own philosophy, like maybe every organization. The nice thing was they approached a lot of these younger veterans who've been injured or are passing through the blind rehabilitation centers in such a way that they would mend and mold the program to the liking of the individual, because a lot of the younger individuals like myself and other veterans who've come back have they've grown up with technology, they've grown up with different things, and many of you might already know, I mean, technology just in the past 5 years with iPhone and other things has drastically changed, and so they're drastically changing their capabilities and their program. I was on a panel aboard just this past May at Heinz, where they were trying to develop they were bringing in these high-end users of Apple devices and other devices that exist across the whole spectrum, and trying to gauge what's the best thing that they could incorporate in the program. I don't know if that answered the question, but thank you.
I'm not really exactly sure how to answer that question, but here we go. Well, I really enjoyed the blind rehab for their wood shop and the stuff I was able to accomplish there, you know, making like hope chests and jewelry boxes and stuff like that. And I hope to pursue the NFB Center for the Blind in Louisiana because I hear that it's a very advanced workshop that they have going on there. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Yep, it does. Anybody else?
Justin Salisbury.
Justin.
So I heard recently that.
Justin.
Wait for a mic. So I don't
sorry
have to
about
try
that.
Repeat
sorry.
Compound questions.
Got my mic.
Thank you, Justin.
I love my mic. So I heard recently the idea, and recently I mean during this presentation, I heard the notion that it wouldn't make any sense for a blind person to shoot a real rifle. And I respectfully, I disagree, but there's a recent discussion that has been around the Federation about blind people and concealed carry permits. And I believe that's what it is, blind people getting pistol permits, et cetera. And I want to ask, what is your take on that? What is your, as a military background person, what's your opinion on it?
I believe I should not have a concealed carry weapon. I don't think I should, but that doesn't mean that a blind person shouldn't.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Short and sweet for me.
I love weapons. I owned quite a few. I don't own any more rifles or sidearms. I just don't. I guess I've lost the interest in shooting because I can't track my target and watch the round go down range. I'm still fascinated with marksmanship fundamentals, and that's why I'm interested in biathlon. The concealed carry, that's for the people to decide. I don't think anybody should be able to own a weapon if they wish to. I know plenty of guys who go and that are blind that go hunt and do shoot and enjoy shooting. It's just a personal thing. I don't enjoy shooting as much as I used to.
I know for a fact we've got people in this room that are gun owners. I know it. You know I know who you are, too.
Patty's got it down.
Oh, well, you know, we've had a little advocacy issues on here and there. So, anybody else? Christopher, let's get Christopher Meyer a mic.
Hi, Christopher Meyer. Was I supposed to recognize that song?
I'm not sure I know what that was.
That's your song.
I'm not supposed to have that
song. Last night.
MASH.
Oh,
I don't know.
I didn't sing that song.
All right, Chris.
Yeah. I just wanted, it's not a question, it's a statement. I want to just convey a lot of respect for you two men, and I spoke with you, Steve, yesterday, and just hearing more of the background, I'm really impressed with just the life choices that you guys have made, and turning a difficult situation into a huge amount of opportunity. And I think it's great that you guys are finding your way, and Steve going on trips to exchanges to Britain, and continuing to stay really active, and Dan, to pursue your interest still. I'm just really impressed, and I just think that we can all hopefully support them in that. I want to say, at least for myself personally, so I give you a round of applause.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Our national rep can get the last question.
All right, thank you. I'm just curious as to Steve and Dan, how do you guys feel about blind people serving in active duty in the military right now? How do you feel about blind people serving?
I think that there's a spot for blind people serving in the military, but not in combat.
Now the question is if for anybody, whether if they have a disability, they can enlist into the military. I assume maybe that's what you mean by that as well. I think that from experience, you know, gentlemen, service members who come back with an injury and they're dedicated and they want to continue to give back and serve are probably some of the most driven and motivated individuals, and I don't understand why you wouldn't want them in your arsenal. It's the same thing for people who maybe have ambitions and dreams for joining the military, but they're because of the bureaucracy of things, they are unable to. I'd have to agree with Dan, maybe not in a combat role, but there are many things, leadership all the way down to, there's so many occupations within the military. And there are individuals who are serving their tour of duty out within the military that are blind.
Yeah, we've made some inroads. What the military is doing now is some people who become disabled while they're in the military are able to stay on active duty. Now, if I want to join, well, I'm too old, but if I were 30 years younger and I wanted to join the military, I would not be able to do so. But I think in the long run, this will open that door all the way because you've let us in partway now, and eventually we'll be able to prove ourselves enough that we'll have that door open all the way. Not everybody wants to serve in the military, okay? I quite frankly discourage Jonathan from doing so. But if you want to, you should be able to give the same as anybody else. Okay, that was the last question. I think we should do something like stand up and can we sing the national anthem? Pam, would you be willing to do that with us? Pam's a singer, you don't want me to do this. I mean, seriously.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we walk, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, that our flag was still there. Oh, say has that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the
Really, thank you, gentlemen. You are both awesome. And Danny, I don't know why you're nervous. You did really well. Thank you.